Good morning and Merry Christmas. We're just down here today sharing some truth from the Word of God. It's Christmas time. It's a great time to think about the Christ child, the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, the Bible says in that precious scripture, unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. It's the greatest announcement ever. In that precious package that was in that manger was none other than the very Son of God. The Son of God that created us, the God that designed us, the one of whom the Bible says without him was not anything made that was made. Jesus Christ in the flesh, the incarnation of the Son of God, the Creator God, becoming a man so that he could be that perfect sacrifice for us and die on the cross for our sin. I hope as you come to this Christmas season that you take some time to think about the Christ child, the one that came to sacrifice his life for us, the one that came because of our sin. The Bible says that he came to save us from our sin. He didn't come to save us in our sin. He didn't come to save us with our sin, but he came to save us from our sin. The reason he came to do that is because the wages of sin is death. It's sad to think about, but because of hell and because of the judgment against our sin, the Son of God, Jesus Christ, had to come and die on that cross for us. You know, if you've taken any time lately to pick up a Bible, you can read in Matthew chapter 1 or in Luke chapter 2 in the scriptures, you can read about what Jesus Christ came to do as the Son of God, as that precious child come from God, that virgin birth of that child, not the son of Joseph, the stepson of Joseph, but the Son of God, Jesus Christ in the flesh. The Bible says that he's Emmanuel, that is God with us. Very God of very God, if you're going to go to that manger in Bethlehem and you look at that Christ child, who you would be looking at is the Creator God, the Designer God, the one that made us, the one that gave us life. And when he created, the Bible says that it was good. Every day that God created it was good. And a lot of people ask me, they say, Ben, if there is a God, why is the world like this? The world is like this because man sinned against God. God told Eve in the Garden of Eden, the day thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. That forbidden fruit that gave the knowledge of good and evil, that fruit that made man a moral being, that gave them a conscience, that made them aware of right and wrong, and to exercise their will against God brought sin into their life, separating them from God. That also opened up the box to death, sorrow, sickness, and eternity in a lake of fire. That's why the Son of God, Jesus Christ, had to come. He came to die on the cross for our sin. The Bible says about him that while we are yet sinners, Christ died for us. Why would he do that? Because he loves us. He cares about us today. Praise God, on this beautiful day down here in Edinburgh, we can look up and we can say there is a God. The Bible says that heaven declares the glory of God, the firmament showeth his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no place in this world where man cannot look up and say there has to be a God. And then that man can pick up a Bible that's been translated in more languages than any other book. It's outsold every book. Every year you can pick up that precious book and you can read about that Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Even that precious baby, as they looked at that baby and just oohed and awed at that precious child, that child was born to be a sacrifice. That child was born to grow up a holy man that would die on the cross for our sin. He has paid the price for us. Without him, all of us would be just walking on our way to hell with no hope ever of being in the presence of God, no hope of heaven. That's why that son, Jesus, had to come. Jesus, he shall save his people from their sins. His people are those that will put their faith in him. His people are those that will accept him as their Savior. Friend, that could be you. You might think, Ben, there's no way I'd ever take the time to think about God. Well, listen, you got time to think about sports. You got time to think about other activities, work, and things like that. Take some time to think about God. The Bible says that if you shall seek me, you shall find me, if you search with all your heart. You know, God's given us his precious book. In it, it is written. In it, it says, these are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you might have life through his name. 2,000 years ago, man found out for the first time who the Christ was, that Messiah, that deliverer, that one sent by God to pay the punishment for the sin. That announcement was made there in Bethlehem on those hillsides to the shepherds as the angel came and said unto them, unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. You know, those shepherds took the time to say, let's go see if it's like the angel said. Let's go see if that baby is indeed in that manger. Friend, have you ever taken time to begin to seek out the truth of the Word of God? You know, people may have told you there is a God. People may have said the Bible is the Word of God. But maybe in your life you've never taken time to examine it, never taken time to consider it. Let this Christmas be the Christmas that you find the Christ of Christmas, that Savior, that Messiah, that precious Son of God, Jesus Christ himself. Another precious verse in the Word of God is John 3:16. It says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. It is not in the heart of God today to cast people into hell. If he wanted to do that today, he could do that right now. But he has spared us because he loves us. He has spared us because his Son died for us. He has spared us so that we can have his gift of everlasting life. It is a free gift. It's not anything that anybody has to earn. You don't have to think today, well, I'll have to be a good person or I'll have to do this or that for God to accept me. It's not like that. We just have to look at our life, say, my life is a life of sin. You know, so much of what mankind defends today in their life is sin. We've got a redefinition of sin taking place in our day. People saying sexual sin is okay. People saying murder of an infant in the womb of their mother is okay. People saying that fornication is okay. But that sin is what destroys. That sin is what separates us from God. That sin is what Jesus Christ, the Son of God, had to take upon him as he died on the cross, as he paid the price for our sin. The Bible says, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Friend, you might wonder, does God love me today? Listen, God loves you. There's plenty of people today that look at the economy, maybe look at things in their life, they're dissatisfied with life, and they're thinking about maybe even taking their own life, committing suicide. But I would say to that person today, look, there's hope. There's hope in Christ, Jesus Christ, the Son of God. He is the Prince of Peace. He is the one that can satisfy. Sin does not satisfy. That alcohol does not satisfy. Those drugs do not satisfy. That gambling does not satisfy. That lie and deceit does not satisfy. That adultery does not satisfy. That fornication does not satisfy. But there is a Christ in heaven that satisfies. Jesus Christ can meet the need that's in your life, that need that no one can meet. Jesus Christ can meet it. He is the one that came to reconcile us unto God. He came to give his life for us. He came to take our punishment for us. He came to suffer so that we could live. He made himself poor so that we could be rich. He is the Son of God, very God in the flesh. Jesus Christ came for you. That's because Jesus Christ loves you. Again, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. But scarcely for a righteous man would one die. But God commendeth his love toward us in that while we are yet sinners, Christ died for us. That means today, friend, that no matter who somebody is in this life, no matter how many times they have blasphemed God, no matter how many times they have mocked God or cursed God or laughed at God, that God today loves them, that God today cares for them, that God today desires to give them everlasting life. And that's the message of Christmas. The message of Christmas is a message of hope. The message of Christmas is a message of peace. The message of Christmas is a message that is for all men, all people, everywhere. Listen, there's not human races, there is one race, mankind created and designed by God, but each nation, each people group is precious to the heart of God. Heaven is going to be populated by people from all places upon this earth. Friend, do you know that Jesus Christ today? Again, John 3:16, that precious verse, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. That is Christmas. You might enjoy looking at a manger, but think about this. The King of Kings and Lord of Lords became a babe in a manger, a dirty place, a filthy place, a difficult place for Mary to give birth. He humbled himself. He came into that carpenter's family to be raised with his stepdad Joseph and his birth mom Mary to be raised as a child in that home. He came and separated himself from the glory of heaven so that he could give you a message of hope at Christmas. so that he could tell you about his love for you, that his son Jesus Christ died for you, that you by the grace of God could receive God's gift of everlasting life. Friend, has there ever been a time in your life that you have bowed the knee before God and said, you are God, your son died for me. He didn't stay in the grave, but he rose from the dead. And I believe that. And I took Christ as my Savior. Friend, without that, you can't get into heaven. You know, if you don't have a key, you can't get into your car. If you don't have Jesus Christ, you can't get into glory. He is the key to heaven. He is the only way. Jesus Christ himself said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. There's no other name given amongst men whereby you must be saved. But I tell you this today, friend, if you don't have Jesus Christ, you're not prepared to die. And you don't get to die twice. You only die once. It's appointed unto men once to die, but after that, the judgment. Friend, are you ready to stand before God? Have you accepted his son, Jesus Christ, as your Savior? You can laugh about it, you can make fun of it, you can mock it, you can smirk at it. But the fact is, when you stand before a holy God, there will be no laughter. There will be no mocking. There will be a humbling. There will be a bowing of the knee, acknowledging that it is true that there is a God. But very sadly, on that day, if you die without Christ, you'll spend eternity in the lake of fire. You're the Son of God, Jesus Christ, died to pay the price for your sin. He that hath the Son hath life. He that hath not the Son of God hath not life. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have everlasting life. Oh, friend, God is not against you. God is for you. God is against your sin because your sin separates you from God. Your sin brings the punishment of eternity in a lake of fire. The Bible says about our sin, there is none righteous, no, not one. It says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. There is sin in life that we think of as that's the great sin. All sin is sin. All sin separates from God. It doesn't matter. The only thing somebody has ever done is taken fruit from a tree that they shouldn't take fruit from and stolen that fruit. That's all Eve did, and the consequences of death, sorrow, sickness cast upon this earth. Man was separated from God, and God had to make a way through the atonement to do a blood covering for the Adam and Eve so that they could be reconciled to God. That's a picture in the original story of the Son of God, Jesus Christ. That precious Christ child that we celebrate at this time, Christmas. It's about Jesus. It's about the Son of God. It's about the Savior. Oh, people like to put that X in the place of Christmas, and maybe that's you in your heart and your life. You have just turned your back on God. But I tell you today, there's a God in heaven that loves you. There is a God who came to die on the cross for your sin. Again, that precious verse, while we are yet sinners, Christ died for us. I could put my name there. While Ben was still a sinner, Christ died for him. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Friend, won't you take a Bible and pick it up this Christmas season and begin to read it? You can read in the book of Matthew, chapter 1. You can read about the birth and the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. In Luke, chapter 2, you can read about the Son of God as he came, that baby that was born in the manger. You can read about the Son of God and that declaration to those shepherds by the angels in that field as the angel of the Lord appeared unto them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And that angel announced, unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. He said there to them, it's going to be great joy unto all people. Peace on earth, goodwill toward men. And again, if you question in your heart today, does God love me? Does God care about me? Is he thinking about me today? I promise you today that you're on the heart of God today, that God's greatest desire, again, is that you pick up a Bible, begin to read those stories about the Son of God, Jesus Christ, and understand that he came and he died on the cross for your sin. You know, the wise men were truly wise as they came to that place, as that child was born. They got on their knees and they began to worship him. And yet the Bible says about worshiping anybody other than God, thou shalt not bow down thy knees to them. And so in worshiping him, they acknowledge the fact that he is God. He was worshiped as he healed people. He was worshiped by Mary after he rose up from the dead. He was worshiped by the apostles as he ascended up into glory. In Hebrews, the Bible says that God commands the angels to worship him. And that is because Jesus Christ is God. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, came to this place, this earth, to die on the cross for our sins. He died there in the city of Jerusalem. Just outside the city walls, he suffered. Maybe you don't know about the crucifixion and what took place. As they took the Son of God and they blindfolded the Savior, they put that blindfold upon him, and the soldiers punched him, they mocked him, and they plucked his beard out. And they took a crown of thorns and they put that on the head of the Lord Jesus Christ, pressing it into his head, and the blood would have been freely flowing down the face of the Lord Jesus Christ. They took a whip, a cat of nine tails, they stripped the back of the Lord, and they whipped him up to 200 times with pieces of glass and metal that would have torn into the back of the Lord Jesus Christ. They took the bloody form of Jesus Christ and they took him up to that hill, Calvary, Golgotha, the hill of the skull. And they nailed the hands of Jesus Christ into the old rugged cross. They nailed his feet into the cross. And they stood there and they mocked him like so many people do in this life. They mocked the Lord Jesus Christ and they make fun of the Lord Jesus Christ. And they did that even as he died on that cross for their sin. And yet the Savior looked out on them in love. He said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." There on the cross, God the Father turned his back on God the Son, and he cried out, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" Jesus Christ was forsaken because he was paying the price for our sin. Just like somebody is forsaken that they go to hell, the worst thing about hell is that God is not there. There is no mercy in hell. There is no chance in hell. But in life, God is here, God is present. But Jesus Christ was God forsaken on that cross for our sin. And the Bible says that he gave up the ghost. That is, that Jesus Christ died. When he died, he fulfilled that perfect will of God of dying on the cross for our sin, paying a price as a substitute for us, so that God judicially could offer us forgiveness through the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sin. There's no chance in this world that anybody could go to heaven without Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. Friend, do you have the blood applied to your heart? Have your sins been forgiven? If you die in your sin, the wages of sin is death. And it's not speaking about physical death. It's speaking about eternity in a lake of fire. It's about those that stand before God someday. If he judges them according to their sins, he judges them. If their name's not written in the Lamb's Book of Life, and sadly, he's going to say to some on that day, "Depart from me, you cursed, into everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels." And you might say, "Ben, what a mean God." I'd say to you today, what a loving God. That Son of God, Jesus Christ, died to pay the price for our sin so that God could offer us a free gift of salvation. Look, to turn down Christ is to turn down $1 million worth of gold. It's to take everything of value in this life and despise it and turn your back on it and act like it's nothing. He is more valuable than anything that you could possibly find in this life. Friend, do you have Jesus Christ? You could be a pauper in this world and not have anything in this world except Christ, but you'd be the richest man alive, because I'll tell you this, if Donald Trump doesn't have Jesus Christ, he doesn't have anything. If Musk doesn't have Jesus Christ, he doesn't have anything. What we need is Christ. Christ above all. He is preeminent. He is the Son of God. And listen, friend, if you're a Christian, take some time with your family. Get that Bible out. Read that precious story with your family. Emphasize to the hearts of your children that there is a God, that he did come and that he did die on that cross for their sin, that they can be forgiven, that they can have God's gift of everlasting life. Again, I say today, praise God, the Son of God became a man, that he entered into the womb of Mary, that he was born, that he lived a holy life, so that when he died, he didn't die for himself and his sin, he died for our sin. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, but God commended his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. God loves us today, and friends, there is a God in heaven. There's a lot of people today that would say that there is no God. There's a lot of people today that would mock God, that would curse God, that would turn their back on God. But I'll tell you this, even for them, that precious Son, Jesus Christ, died. He loves them that much. Oh, what a great Christmas it would be if you found the Christ of Christmas, if you accepted that precious gift that God gave, the Son of God come in the flesh, who came to die on the cross for us. Oh, would to God there were 100 street preachers today declaring that message of hope, that message of peace, that message of joy, that message of eternal life. There is a God, and there is a Savior. Friend, do you know Him as your Lord? Do you know Him as your Savior? Is He your Master? Because you recognize God created you, God designed me. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and He will give thee the desires of thy heart. People think, I don't want to become a Christian. A Christian is a dull life. No, I tell you this, it's the abundant life. There's nothing greater at night than to lay your head on your pillow and to know that your sins are forgiven, that you've got a family that's right, that you're married, that you are raising godly children, that you're teaching them the fear of God, that they're not reprobate and undisciplined and untaught about the truth about God, but shown that there is a God, shown that there is an authority, shown that there is a truth that is true today as it was in yesterday, the day before, a truth that is unchanging, that God has given. The Bible says, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in the heavens. Praise God, we got an authoritative book, and anybody can pick it up that can read and begin to read it and to understand who God is. If you can't read, you can get an app on your phone and you can begin to listen to the audio Bible speak to you about who God is. But the Bible says this, if you seek me, you shall find me, if you search with all your heart. We have to take the time, maybe in our own language, to pick up a book that's called the Bible, to begin to read it and see what the Bible says about God. It tells us that precious story again about Christmas and the Christ of Christmas, the Son of God, Jesus, that died on the cross for our sin. Friend, do you know Him as your Savior? As a little boy, I heard my dad preach a message on hell. I realized I was on my way to hell. And hell's a horrible place. It's eternal. It's a lake of fire. There's separation from God. The sounds that you hear in hell are weeping and gnashing of teeth. And I went down to my dad's study and said, Dad, I'd like to get saved. Dad showed me I was a sinner, that I was on my way to hell, but the Son of God, Jesus Christ, died on the cross for my sin, and that by faith in Him, I could be forgiven. I bowed my head as a little child. I prayed and I asked the Lord Jesus Christ to come into my heart and save me. I am 46. It was 41 years ago that I accepted Christ as my Savior, and I know beyond a shadow of a doubt, not just that there is a God, but that Jesus Christ is God, that the Son of God died on the cross for my sin, and I know for sure that if I died, I'm going to heaven. Friend, do you have that peace in your heart? This life is rough. This is not what it's about. This is not what heaven is like. Heaven is a perfect place. Heaven doesn't have sorrow, sickness, heartache. Every tear is going to be wiped from the eyes of mankind that are saved, that enter into that precious place. That's what we should live for, not this. This is temporary. It doesn't last. You know, there's plenty of people today, they live their life for this life. It's all about working so they can go to the club on the weekend, so that they can drink and wait for money. Then they get up, they work all week to drink on the weekends, and it's just a cycle of sin. It's not satisfying. It's hurting their life. It could destroy their life, and it will destroy the life of somebody that gets into it. But there's a way to break that cycle. The Bible says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. The Bible calls it the new birth. It's like a new life. It's like a different person, because the Spirit of God comes inside that person and dwells inside of them when they receive Jesus Christ as their Savior. God has the power to do that in anybody's life. There's plenty of testimonies, even in this book, about a murderer of Christians that became one of the greatest preachers ever. His name is the Apostle Paul. He's a human author of much of the New Testament. But Paul, before he got saved, he would take Christians, men and women, and he would put them in prison, and he would commit them to death, and he would stand by while they were killed. He gave his voice against them. But God in His mercy reached out in love to that man, Saul of Tarsus. And again, he became the Apostle Paul because he accepted Jesus Christ as his Savior, and God changed his life. Friend, God can do that in your life. You might look at yourself and think, man, I could never be a religious person. I could never believe in God. If I went into church, lightning would strike. I mean, the place would be destroyed because I've just lived my life against God. But I'll tell you this, God loves you and God cares for you. And it's never too late in this life to seek God. But there is coming a day where it's too late, where the Bible says it's appointed to men once to die. But after that, the judgment. Friend, are you ready to stand before God? If you don't have the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ upon your heart, I can tell you by the authority of the Word of God that you're not ready to die. That to die in that condition is to hear God say, "Depart from me, cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and the angels." The false angels, those fallen angels that sinned with Lucifer, that place was prepared for them. It was not prepared for men. God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But I'll tell you this, every single person that does not have Jesus Christ as their Savior, they will spend eternity in that place called hell. Friend, my prayer would be that you'd receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior. Father, I pray by the grace of God and the power of the Holy Spirit that the truth of the Word of God would be anchored into the hearts of men and women today, and by that men and women would get saved and trust Jesus Christ as their Savior. It's in Christ's name I pray. Amen.